This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Debbie Elliott is away. This afternoon, the UN Security Council voted unanimously to impose sanctions on North Korea for its claimed nuclear test. The North Korean ambassador immediately denounced the resolution.
If the United States increases pressure upon the Democratic People's Republic of Korea persistently, the DPRK will continue to take physical countermeasures, considering it as a declaration of war.
Washington Post reporter Cullum Lynch is covering this story for the United Nations, and he joins me now. Tell us what exactly the UN Security Council has resolved to do to punish North Korea for the nuclear test.
They've decided to impose a whole array of trade sanctions directed at its weapons programs. Essentially, there is a trade ban on high-end conventional weapons, a ban on trade in any sort of nuclear technology or other materials that could be related to any of its weapons of mass destruction programs, and also something directed at the North Korean leader, a ban on luxury goods. He has a reputation for lavish taste.
There was a lot of back-and-forth diplomacy on this column. The U.S. wanted tougher measures than China and Russia. In the end, who gave more ground?
Well, since the United States and the Japanese, the chief sponsors of the resolution, introduced the initial draft, they were the ones who had to scale back. Initially, what they were looking at was a fairly comprehensive trade embargo on North Korea. The Americans wanted stronger enforcement measures. One of the chief mechanisms was this inspection regime. They wanted to set up international inspections of all goods going in and out of North Korea. They wanted to require that North Korea's neighbors enforce those sanctions. And China really blocked those provisions. And at the end of the day, they came up with a compromise.
So in the end, what are the methods for enforcement?
Most of the methods are voluntary. Essentially, this resolution asks countries to make an effort to inspect cargo going in and outside of North Korea. There's also one other provision in the resolution would call for creating a sanctions committee who will focus and explore ways of trying to make sure that this resolution has been enforced. But, this is nothing like the kind of sanctions one would have seen, say, in Iraq before the U.S. led invasion. It's an enforceable, it's a legally binding resolution, but the enforcement mechanism is fairly weak.
So is the United States pleased or something just short of that?
The U.S. is pleased. U.S. Ambassador John Bolton was thrilled with the outcome. He was quite happy that that this was a clear, unanimous signal from the Security Council that North Korea's behavior has been unacceptable. He also warned that if North Korea continues to pursue its nuclear weapons program, that the U.S. will be back in the Council in short order, looking for additional penalties and measures that it can impose on the regime.
We heard just a little bit here in this talk from the North Korean ambassador. Was there anything else he had to say?
Essentially, he signaled to the Council that despite the fact that his government's going to ignore this resolution, that he still held out the possibility that at some point in the future they would be willing to continue negotiations on a deal that would lead to the elimination of its nuclear weapons program. But he didn't provide any indications that they were going to restart these multi-party talks that they've been boycotting for the last year in the near future.
Cullum Lynch of The Washington Post. Thank you, Cullum.
Thank you for having me.